ladies and gentlemen, Easy Aces.
Tonight, an all-important bridge game takes place at the Aces Bungalow. Mr. Ace is trying to get Mr. and Mrs. Hudson in a good enough mood to buy a piece of property. Mrs. Hudson loves to win at bridge. Mr. Ace is sure they can win from him and Jane. Jane, in the meanwhile, wanting to surprise Mr. Ace with how well she plays, has made arrangements with a bridge instructor to keep calling her up while the game is in progress and tell her how to play. The scene is at the Aces, and here are Mr. Ace and Mike. Listen.
Why does she insist on playing in my den? I mean, all these years we've been playing bridge out here, and tonight...
Why make such a fuss about that? She's fixing things up right smartly in there. Bridge tables all up, refreshments.
Oh, but couldn't we do it out here?
She says she doesn't want any disturbances.
Disturbances? What does that mean?
Search me, that's the word she used, disturbances.
Oh, now, is she going...
All you're interested in is having the Hudsons win at bridge, aren't you?
Yes, but I mean...
Well, no doubt they will. All Jane has to do is to run true to form.
Oh, I'm not afraid of that. But what does she mean, disturbances? I don't...
Well, there's a disturbance, for instance. The phone. I'll answer.
I hope they didn't decide not to come. It's 8:45. They ought to be here.
Hello? Yes, this is North 43.
Oh, was that phone for me?
I don't know. Marge is answering it.
What did you say? I can't hear you. There's someone...
I said, is that for me?
I still can't hear you.
Is that for me?
Mrs. Ace? Yes, just a minute. It's for you, Jane.
For me, huh? Well, dear, we should be playing. You said 8:30.
Well, can I help it if they're late?
But what time do you think they'll get here?
Well, they said about 8:30.
Well, we should have been playing all this time.
Hey, aren't somebody to answer this phone?
Oh, yes. Well, I don't know just what to... Well, I better answer it, I guess.
You better answer it. What's gotten into you?
Hello? Yes, this is... Yeah. Yes, I know. Not yet. Goodbye, Dan.
That's a short and sweet.
What was that?
Wrong number, I guess.
Wrong number? What was that, not yet?
Not yet what?
You said not yet, just now on the phone. What was that?
Oh, I'm busy, dear. I have to finish putting out the ashtrays.
And listen, why do we have to play in there? We always have our bridge games out here. Why all this...
Oh, there's so much disturbance out here.
There, that's the word. I told you.
What kind of disturbance?
Oh, any kind. I can't play my best when things are going on.
Oh, you're going to play your best tonight?
Yes, I am.
I only hope you do.
Well, I will. You'll see.
Yeah, your best will be just right.
Oh, so if I want to play my best, I'd like to play where it's nice and quiet, like in your den. Oh, well, I guess I better go and hurry fixing things up. They ought to be here now, dear. I told him 8:30.
You told who?
No, you told me 8:30, I mean. Didn't you say 8:30?
Yes, but I didn't put it in writing. What difference does it make if we start a few minutes later?
Well, I hate people that are impromptu.
Well, don't start hating these people. I've got a deal on with them. If they want to come late, it's all right with me. The customer is always right. You know? Oh, there they are.
I'll answer it.
No, you better let me, Jane. You don't even
know. Hello?
Jane, it's not the phone. It's the door.
Hello?
Will you get her to put that phone down? I'll let them in.
Jane, it's the door. The Hudsons are here.
Oh. Just a minute.
Ace will let him in. Now, calm down, James. Come on, take it easy.
Well, good evening, Paul.
Oh, hello, Mr. Ace.
How are you? Good evening, Mrs. Hudson.
Good evening.
Sorry we're a little late.
That's quite all right.
Dinner was a little late tonight.
All right. Right in here, if you please.
Oh, Jane, this is Mrs. Hudson.
Oh, pleased to meet your acquaintance.
How do you do? This is Mr. Hudson.
Pleased to meet your acquaintance.
Good evening, Mrs. Ace. Oh, Miss Hale. This is Miss Hale.
How are you?
I met Miss Hale at Miss Race's office the other day.
Oh, a five-handed game.
Oh, no. Miss Hale isn't playing. Just the four of us.
Well, can I take your hat, Mrs. Hudson?
Thank you.
Oh, it's lovely.
Thank you.
I'll just throw my hat right here somewhere.
Well, it's lovely, Mr. Hudson.
Yes, that old butterfly.
Well, I might as well make myself useful as well as ornamental. I'll take charge of that thing, Jane.
All right. She's such a dear.
Yes. Mrs. Hale thought we'd be more comfortable playing in my den.
Oh, fine. Although this is quite nice out here.
Yes, I like your home, Miss Hayes.
Oh, but of course, it's nothing like the place you're thinking of buying.
No business talk tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, I guess we might as well adjourn to the gaming table.
Well, it's right through here, Mrs. Hudson.
Thank you.
I thought it would be more quiet in here.
Yes, might as well get started right away, I guess. Feel lucky tonight.
Yes, I do, too.
Well, we shall see.
I hope so. Right in here.
Yeah, I see you have everything all set up.
All ready for action.
Yes, I thought we were going to start at 8:30.
Well, we'll make up for lost time. Shall we sit? By all means. Just choose your places, there.
These are all right, right here.
Fine. Jane, just sit over there.
Is everybody comfortable?
Yes, everything's all right.
Oh, new card.
That's good. Yes, sir. Shall we cut for deal?
Well, you can start, Miss Reed, if you like.
Okay.
Yes, really doesn't matter, as long as we're playing a set game all evening.
Yes, we're playing a set game, all right.
Well, now, suppose you start the deal.
Okay.
Here you are, Miss Reed. You can shuffle these while your partner deals.
All right.
Oh, you're already in the game.
Yes, we lost no time.
Oh, sit down, Marge.
Oh, please don't sit back of me, Miss Hale. I'm very nervous when somebody's looking over my shoulder.
Oh, you can sit here, Miss Hale. I'm not nervous at all.
Thank you. Maybe I'd better just circulate around.
Sort of a roving gibbeter.
Huh? Oh, that's the phone. I'll answer. Oh, well, I'll go, Marge. It's for me, I guess. Excuse me, please.
Suddenly.
Make a snappy, Jane, so we can start playing.
I'll be back in a jiffy.
We're playing in here so there won't be any disturbances, and the disturbances are starting already.
I hate interruptions. Take my mind off the game.
Yes, I do too, Mrs. Mark, why don't you make yourself monitor of disturbances so we can have a nice, quiet game?
I tried to answer that phone, but Jane...
Well, after this, you take care of things.
Aye, aye, sir.
Well, as soon as she gets back, I guess we can start the first hand.
Yes.
Well, that was quick. Who was it, Jane?
Oh, nobody. It was just... it wasn't important. Is it my bid?
No, I dealt, and I'm thinking of bidding if everybody's ready. Pick up your cards, Jane.
I am. You play the strong note trump, Mrs. Ace. Take one.
Yeah, she plays the strong note trump. We'll all play it.
Strong note trump makes the best game.
Yeah,
your business, Ace.
Well, I'll start the bidding off with two buzz.
I pass.
Well, Jane.
Just a minute now. You pass, Mrs. Hudson?
I pass.
Yeah, I bid two clubs and Mrs. Hudson passed.
Two clubs, huh?
Up to you, Mrs. Ace. Mustn't hesitate. Either bid
yes,
or...
Yes, Jane, either bid or...
Was that the phone?
Phone?
No, there was no phone, Jane. If there is, I'll answer it.
Oh, the phone rang, I'll answer it.
Please, Mrs. Ace, it's your bid. Two clubs. I pass. It's up to you.
Well, two clubs. I guess I...
Oh, come, Mrs. Ace. What do you do?
Do you pass, Jane?
Well, I guess I might... Oh, there he is. Excuse me, please.
Well, I'll go, Jane.
No, Marge, it's for me. Let me answer.
Oh, but Jane, I'm not talking.
I'll answer. It'll just take a second.
Well, leave your cards here.
Yes, I'm going to get me there.
I hate interruptions.
Yes, so do I, Mrs. Hudson. I'm sorry. Maybe this will be the last. Marge, why don't you answer
the card?
I think she was going to pass. Shall I bid or...
Well, I don't think she was going to pass. You play the two demand, don't you, Mr. Ace?
Yes, but...
Well, surely she would bid.
Well, you can't tell about her, Mrs. Hudson. I think she was saying she was passing, but...
Well, shall I bid?
Oh, I don't know. You can, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I don't think that's fair. I think the least we can do is to wait for Mrs. Ace to either bid or pass.
Well, maybe we ought to, then. It doesn't really make any difference to me if you want to go on.
You play her hand, Miss Hale.
Well, she took the cards with her.
Yes, what was that?
Maybe we'd better wait. Let's hope this is the last interruption we have.
Oh, it will be, Mrs. Hudson. Marge, I insist that you...
I'll do the best I can. I bid two no clumps.
What?
I bid two no clumps. You bid two clumps, didn't you?
Yes, he did. But weren't you going to pass before you left the room?
Pass? When your partner bids two of something, you have to bid. Even if you haven't anything, you have to bid two no clumps. That's to show him you haven't anything.
Please.
After all, don't you think that's giving your partner too much information?
Well, in bridge, you have to give your partner information.
Yes, but not openly like that.
Like what?
Well, wait a minute. Where did you find out you have... I mean, would you please play your usual game?
Oh, surprise, huh?
Surprise?
Yes, you bid two clubs and I said two no clubs. Kind of got you, didn't I?
This is a bridge game, will you please?
Sure, it's a bridge game. And in a bridge game, when your partner bids two of something, two of anything, even clubs... You have to bid. It's a demand.
Well, really?
Will you please...
You can't get over it, can you?
Get over it. I'm trying to get over this bid.
Oh, you will in time, I guess. Hold your cards back there.
What? Oh, yes. Will you please...
Well, the first rule of bridge is not to let anybody see your hand.
Well, I got excited. I just didn't... What's going on?
I don't see... Two bid is going on here. You bid two of something, and I said two no trumps. Bridge is a game of information, and I gave my partner information. Which is more than some people do, if you know what I mean.
Well,
hold your cards up here. Everybody can see
them. I'm holding them.
Now, that's better. Now, don't forget what I did. I did two notes out. Well, don't look so surprised, dear.
I'm not looking surprised.
Hold him for a minute, Mrs. Hudson. He's so surprised, he's going to...
Well, really, is this customary in bridge?
Not the marriage. Not in the bridge that's played around here.
Well, I should hope not. After all, this is for money.
Oh, by the way, we didn't decide on how much we were playing for.
Oh, yes.
We usually play for a half a cent a point.
A half? Well, that's fine.
But I don't know now. If Mrs. Ace plays this way, maybe we'd better just play for a quarter.
Oh, a half is all right.
Oh, but you can lose a lot of money at a half.
Oh, we don't care. I mean, don't worry about that.
We think a half is all right.
Well, let's make it a quarter of a cent. How about it, Mrs. Ace?
He was surprised, wasn't he?
What?
Jane, do you want to play for a quarter or a half?
A quarter or a half?
Yes, what do you want to play for?
Oh, what do I want to play for? Well, now, let me see.
Quarter percent all right with you?
Well, I don't know. Now, let me think.
Think about what? You either want to play for a quarter or a half. What's there to think about?
Well, you have to think in bridge, dear.
When did you start thinking in bridge? I mean, will you please make
there it is. I'll get it.
No, now, Mark.
Oh, sit down.
No, I'm going to answer. It's for me. Excuse me, please.
Oh, Sissy, this is the most expensive.
This is getting a little monotonous for sure.
I assure you it won't happen again, Mr. Hudson. Mark, when she gets through, will you go in there and take the receiver off the hook?
All right, sir.
That'll put a stop to all this. Must be some of these women around here calling up about clothes, you
yes,
know.
Yes, but in the middle of a bridge game.
I don't have that many calls a day if I offer.
Well, neither do we, usually. It just had to happen at a time like...
20th.
What?
20th of a cent a point. That's what I ought to play for.
20th of a cent. Well, at a 20th, the aces can't lose much. And if Marge takes the phone off the hook, it looks like they're a cinch to lose. But we'll learn whether they do or not when next we meet the Easy Aces.